Staying Connected, newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, issue 73, spring 2019. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our spring 2019 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Joel Henderson. This audio version of the newsletter contains markers that enable you to navigate from one article to another using the next and previous buttons of an advanced digital player. And now, on to the news. 50th Anniversary Celebration. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Talking Book and Braille Library at the State Library of Oregon. In 1969, Talking Books was moved from the Library Association of Portland to the State Library in Salem to better serve Oregonians with print impairments across the state. To celebrate this milestone, in each newsletter this year, we will highlight different periods in the history of Talking Books' tenure here at the State Library, and we also have a special 50th anniversary logo. First up is 1969 through 1989. When Talking Books came to Salem in 1969, it was housed at an off-site location on Church Street. There were 7 staff members led by librarian Mary Jane Shamp. They were circulating, on average, 11,000 items per month to 1,700 users, including record discs, 2-track cassette tapes, Braille, and large print books. In early 1971, Talking Books received a tape duplicator from the Commission for the Blind, who have been long-standing partners of our library ever since. At the time, the duplicator was a $6,000 piece of equipment. In 1974, 4-track cassette tapes started being circulated. One interesting newspaper mention of Talking Books from February 1981 led with the headline, "Talking Books Helps Sighted Too," which illustrates something we still remind people of today. The Talking Book and Braille Library is not just for people who are blind or visually impaired. We also serve Oregonians with physical impairments that keep them from being able to read standard print. In 1986, the director of the Talking Book and Braille Library, Kathleen McHarg, received an award for outstanding management service from then-Governor Victor Atiyah. The library then welcomed its 10,000th user in spring 1988, right around the same time that it opened a new public reading room. Lastly, in spring 1989, the library started a new process called book inspection, which we still do today to make sure each audiobook is in the correct container. It makes one wonder what they were doing to ensure books were correct before that. Be sure to check the next issue of Staying Connected for more 50th anniversary history from 1989 to 2009. You can also follow the hashtag TalkingBookTuesday social media campaign on the State Library's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. The handle is @StateLibraryOR for more tidbits every week. New descriptive DVDs. Thanks to your generous donations, we have been able to add more new movies to our collection, including DVD 216, Bohemian Rhapsody, rated PG, DVD 217, The Incredibles 2, rated PG, DVD 218, A Star is Born, rated R, DVD 219, Can You Ever Forgive Me, rated R, DVD 220, First Men, rated PG-13, DVD 221, Christopher Robin, rated PG, DVD 222, Leave No Trace, rated PG, DVD 223, The Hate U Give, rated PG-13, DVD 224, Ant-Man and the Wasp, rated PG-13, DVD 225, Black Klansman, rated R, DVD 226, Mission Impossible, Fallout, DVD 227, Indivisible, rated PG-13, DVD 228, A Private War, rated R. DVD 229, The Sisters Brothers, rated R. DVD 230, Crazy Rich Asians, rated PG-13. DVD 231, Overlord, rated R. And DVD 232, Smallfoot, rated PG. To request any of these movies, please contact us at 800-452-0292 or talkingbooks.info@state.or.us with the DVD number or numbers. You can also request a large print catalog or use our online catalog to see a full list of all the DVDs we have. Reader's Digest now available. The monthly magazine Reader's Digest is now available as part of the National Library Service's audio magazine program. You can either subscribe to this monthly magazine on cartridge through the mail or download current and archived issues from Bard. As with all magazines received on cartridge, current issues must be returned in order to receive future ones. Reader's Digest has been a highly requested magazine for a while, so it is great to now have it as part of our program. If you would like to subscribe to Reader's Digest, please contact us at 800-452-0292 or talkingbooks.info@state.or.us. Reminders. If you are going to be moving out of state, your account can be transferred to whichever state you are moving to. There is a Talking Book and Braille library in every state. All we need is your new address and phone number, and we'll send all of your account information to your new library. You can even take your player with you. Please do not put tape, stickers, postage, or tracking decals, or any other adhesive material over the labels, barcode stickers, or snaps of the audiobook containers. If you are concerned about the container remaining shut, please use a rubber band instead. The loan period for all audiobooks is 6 weeks. Our automated computer system only sends new books when we have received books back from you. While we don't charge late fees, we do send courtesy reminders to let you know when a book has been out well past 6 weeks. Please be sure to return books in a timely fashion so other readers can enjoy them too. Thanks! Talking Books closures. Talking Books will be closed on the following holidays: May 27th for Memorial Day, July 4th for Independence Day, and September 2nd for Labor Day. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing books. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. Returning newsletter. This ends our Spring 2019 newsletter. To close, just another friendly reminder to please return this cartridge in its yellow container now that you are finished reading it, so others may enjoy it as well. Thank you, and have a great day. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at www.ortalkingbooks.org. Contact Talking Books if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in staying connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.